Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin, and this is SLC Podcast. Eric is unable to join, just a busy time of year for him, and he's got some things going on, unable to attend this week, but we are trying to work out an interview with the guys from On the Cinder as they just put out something new. We played something from them last week, and so hopefully Eric will be joining for that interview, and hopefully we'll have that for you next week. Punk Rock Bowling is coming up next week, so anybody heading to Punk Rock Bowling, hit me up. Let me know ahead of time. I'll bring you a Punkcast t-shirt, or we've got poker chips. We got all kinds of shit. So let me know. Me and old Punk Chris are going to be down there. So let me know if you're going to be there. I would love to meet you in person. I'll be there Friday afternoon, leaving Tuesday morning in Vegas. We're going to get into this show. Oh, by the way, I'll be doing this weekend, a couple days from now, some previews of Punk Rock Bowling, but over on Punkanoi Worldwide, so feel free to join me on there. We're going to get to those new things that have been coming out recently and will be coming out soon. First, we'll start on May 5th. The Stypes, S-H-T-Y-P-E-S, they released Demo, which is an EP, on Secret 4300. Also on the 5th, Scarborough released Liminal Space, which is a single. And I actually played that on the last episode. We're doing some bands from New York currently on Punkanoi Worldwide, so we just played that over there. Class Violence put out a new EP, New Breed Stomp. The Lost Loves put out Ubuntingit. Tingit, I think. That's an EP. Then on the 6th, released Freak Scene Fab 50 Volume 2. On the 7th, our pals in On the Cinder, they put out their new release, Heavy Handed. Impulso released Contra Tus Valores, which is an EP. Then Forced Humility released a self-titled 7-inch on Mendeku Discog. On the 8th, Fake News put out another single called Radio, and at the end of the month, I believe, is when you will get the rest of that EP. Vice Squad put out a new EP called Spitfire vs. Bomber on the 8th. Roach Enders, we're going to be talking about that later on in the show, released a digital version, remastered digital version of Roach Enders. On May 9th, Righting Wrong released Kala, K-A-L-A, EP on Sam Strong Records. The 10th was this past Friday. Fridays are typically busy release days, so we got a few here, including Knocked Loose released You Won't Go Before You're Supposed To on Pure Noise Records. I like the title of that. We can all hope that we're not going to go before we're supposed to. Demersal released self-titled Demersal. Bayway released Word is Bond on Days. Bad Beat released LP 2024 on Triple B. Armada released Tales of Treason on Pirates Press. Yambag released Mindfuck Ultra, which is on Convulse Records. Scotty Saint and the True Believers put out another single, Gone Away. Punky Tunes released Still Going Strong, which is a single. 13 Seconds released an EP called Time Flies. We'll be talking about that one later on in the show as well. Then on the 14th, Lad Quig, they released self-titled. Lad Quig, L-A-D-C-U-I-G. I'm sure I did not pronounce that correct, but it's a cool EP. I was listening to it yesterday. I dig it. On the 17th, you will be getting Insanity Alerts, Moshimian, there we go, Moshimian Thrashity. I love the name of that EP. That's awesome. Looking forward to checking that out. Tinseltown Rebellion's new one, Seven Bells, will be out. The Anti-Queens releasing Disenchanted on Stomp Records. Bootlicker putting out 1,000 Yard Stare on Static Shock Records. Electric Press with Blinded by Ignorance and Somewhat Hysterical on TNS Records. Fool's Errand are releasing their split with English Teeth. I'm really looking forward to that split. I like Fool's Errand. And English Teeth are going to be playing, I think it's a Monday club show, if I'm not mistaken, there in Vegas. Bermuda Square is also putting out Outsider on Feel It Records. Now, sometime soon, Unwanted Noise should be releasing Bury Me on the South Shore. I don't have the date for it yet. And Omeekly is releasing Till the End. I don't have the date on that one. I've been holding on to those for a minute. Could be soon. Might even be later. I am not sure. Then we'll move on to May 21st, Restroyer from Salt Lake. Their release looks like it bumped about a month, I believe. Their self-titled release, Restroyer, but looks like it's supposed to come out on the 21st. Moonkill are releasing self-titled Moonkill on the 24th. Lion's Law, and I'm looking forward to this one. Si la Cile vient à tumeur, which is going to be out on UVPR. And that's a bunch of tracks that they previously recorded in English, but they're actually re-recording, or at this point, they're already done with it, but re-recorded in French. And then they have 2 to 3 new tracks that are also in French that will be included on that one. On the 24th as well, Pardoner are releasing Paranoid in Hell, which is an EP on Convulse Records. Street Panther releasing Muscle Rock. I'm looking forward to that one. Modern Shakes are releasing A Bolt from the Blue on Disconnect Records. And we'll end on the 25th with the COVIDs. They're releasing Banned from the USA, which is a single on Wop-Shoop Records. There is a B-side to that single as well. So a lot of good stuff to check out this Friday. A lot of new stuff that I am definitely excited for. Let's get into the show. I got a lot of great music. Most of it is stuff that was shared with us, people reaching out saying, hey, check out our stuff, and we are always happy to do it. I try to get back. I've been a little better, I think, more recently on getting back to everybody and definitely getting to the stuff much quicker than before. So first up, we're going to kick off some music. The band is Stay Sane. They're out of St. Louis in Missouri, January 26th. They put out an EP, All in My Head. I really like that EP. I think it was 5 tracks, and man, I had a tough time picking which one to play here. I recommend just go check out this release afterwards. You know, Bandcamp Friday's coming up. Put it on your favorites list, or just go support the bands. Definitely, by supporting them, they get to continue to create new merchandise because they got to pay for that stuff up front. You know, if you want stuff on vinyl, not everybody has a label willing to front that for them. You know, those kind of things. So when we kick them a few bucks here and there and get their download, their digital stuff, you know, or go see their shows if they're in an area near you, it all helps. You're going to go follow the bands. The least we can do is the bands that you enjoy here is go follow them on their social medias. And I tend to round up those lists at the end of the show. So be on the lookout for that. Stay tuned for that. Let's get to the track from All in My Head, which I was going to play the title track. I really liked it. But after listening a couple times, I settled on BSS. Here is Stay Sane.
Yeah.
killer stuff there coming at us from St. Louis. Great, great EP. Go check it out. Next up, we're heading to Spokane, Washington. So we're going to go from kind of, I think Missouri still considers something like the Midwest. Maybe it's considered the South. I don't know. Somewhere in the range. It's kind of like a mix of both, maybe. Because I think Chicago, you know, Illinois is Midwest, and St. Louis is right below it. We're going with it. Next up is the band Proleterror from Spokane. Great band here. Another new one for me. Just reached out just a couple days ago, like yesterday or day before. Graham did over on Facebook, and glad he did. Got to check out Class War 24, which is their EP they released just last month, almost exactly a month ago, April 16th. And it is another one that I recommend going and checking out. Tough time picking tracks. Was going to do one, then another, and then so forth, and went back to it, and I just decided to do the title track. I really dig it, so let's get to it. Here is Class War, the title track from their EP, Proleterror. Class War, pretty fantastic. So glad these bands are reaching out, because some of them, I mean, how do you come across to all the bands, right? Well, thank goodness for places like this, I suppose. And I'm glad to be a part of it, because I get to check it all out as well. So thank you. Thank you, Graham. Proleterror, they're out of Spokane. We're going to head from Spokane. We're going to get into some pogo music, as both bands have pogo in their name, the next two bands. First, we're going to go to Torgau in Germany for the band Pogo Express, Pogo Punks. Some places it's just Pogo Express, but some places it's Pogo Express, Pogo Punks. They put out In Memory of Artur, and they did so January 13th of this year. So check it out. A lot of other great tracks on there. The track that we are going to play, it's in German. In German, according to Google Translate, it's pronounced
Es kommt mir vor.
Which translates to It Seems to Me. Well, It Seems to Me, we're getting into this track just a couple months ago. A lot of new stuff for the episode. So let's get into another one. Here goes Pogo Express, Pogo Punks.
Games auf die Wände. Ich sehe zwar ganz alleine da, doch hab mich vorher noch nie so frei gefühlt. Innerlich noch hin und her gerissen und manchmal auch ziemlich aufgewühlt. Doch im Nachhinein dann wird es mir klar, dass es das Beste gewesen ist. Einfach wunderbar!
Pogo Express, Pogo Punks, great stuff. Let's keep the pogo a-going. The next band is Pogo Attack out of South Korea. They released Enjoy, Fun, Drink, Never Die. About a month after that one, on February 27th of this year. And both of those, I don't know how. What can I say? Cut, you miss, but hopefully not for too long on releases. Can't catch them all, but eventually you do. And we're not playing Pokemon. I think that's a Pokemon thing. I don't know. I think, who cares? So, the band's been around since 2021. This full length, very cool. We're going to play two tracks. One of them, the first one's a little shorter, but we're going to get to both these tracks. I Love Fucking Working, that is the first one, and the second one is That Is Life. They kind of go well together, so let's do it. Here is Pogo Attack.
We're gonna make it.
Oi, 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 that is life. That was two from Pogo Attack. Kind of sums up, I guess, our Pogo for the moment. But we're going to stay over there in Asia, head to Indonesia for the band Slugfest. Inspired by Slugfest, but they are Slugfest, S-L-U-G-F-E-S-S. They just released Wrath Dispersal on April 26, 2024. So just 2 to 3 weeks ago. Not very close, right? The thing is, harder to find. I found it on Spotify. I think it might be on Apple or iTunes. Maybe it wasn't. No, on iTunes, I think it only had a couple of the singles still. Their Bandcamp page has some older singles that it appears they might have re-recorded than included on this. So I'm sure some of those updates are on their way. Got an email from them on the 11th. The band did form on 2022. I want to thank the band for reaching out and sending their music to us. I want to read something from the band. A lot of times it's better in their words than me just trying to make something up there. So the meaning of the album Wrath Dispersal is about how we deal with anger and negativity in everyday life. With sharp lyrics and energetic music, Slugfest succeeds in conveying a positive message about the importance of spreading the fire of enthusiasm and love amidst all forms of anger and hatred. It is hoped that this album can be a reminder to listeners that even though sometimes the world feels full of anger, we always have the choice to spread kindness and peace. Man, I love that message. It's fantastic. Great for them. Let's get out and support these guys any way you can. Go check them out on Spotify. Check them out wherever. Follow them on their social medias. We'll get to those at the end of the show. Slugfest, Wrath Dispersal. We're going to play two as handfuls of those tracks are a little bit shorter, some under a minute. Maybe we'll end up playing some of those on our Punkanoid Worldwide episode coming up of short songs that are all songs under a minute. But for now, we're going to play Banzai, followed by Pulkus Doom. Both are relatively short. Enjoy them. Here is Banzai.
Slugfest, you fucking bitch! Ich bin nicht so toll, yo! Nick ist ein Banzai, 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 Banzai! 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 Toll, yo! Nick ist ein Banzai, toll, yo!
Great stuff. Two in a row, like I said, a little bit shorter, but killer nonetheless. Go check out Slugfest. Again, Wrath Dispersal, you'll be able to find over on Spotify, but you can find a couple of the tracks. Again, I think they were re-recorded. The versions I heard on Spotify seemed a little like they were probably re-recorded. And over on their Bandcamp page, a couple tracks there as well. So go support the band. Great. Trying to get their name out. Love the message. Love the positivity. Let's get to, that's kind of wraps up the newer stuff. We're going to talk about some live shows here in just a moment. Before we do, we'll do a couple older releases. First, we're going to get to Roachenders. So, as I was talking about at the top of the show, Roachenders remastered version of their original release came out, and it's on Bandcamp officially May 8th. So, we'll get to some details about that. First, I want to thank Thomas Tuomas, T-U-O-M-A-S. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, and I probably am, but sent the email on May 8th, so about a week ago. I listened, loved it. This is fantastic, and it was originally recorded. So the band was active 98 to 2000. The songs were recorded between 2000 and 2004. Some of them were released as a cassette, some as a demo CD. They got them all compiled together now, and at the end, but hopefully by the end of the summer anyway, the LP will be available. So you can go over to the Roach Enders Bandcamp page. Follow. I didn't see any social medias for them, as I mean, the band's not active, so not really a thing that they're doing specifically. But go over to their Bandcamp page, and I'm sure you'll be able to get details when a pre-order or order is available. After having these songs from my friend over a decade ago and thinking about these songs deserve a proper release, which I second that. He's putting them out on an LP, so great to do. Will Kingsworth did the mastering on these, and Will, I mean, I didn't hear the originals, but these versions came out fantastic. The band is from Providence in Rhode Island. May 8th is when that self-titled was released digitally altogether, remastered, so go check it out on the Bandcamp page. We're going to check out one together and let you know that you're going to want to go check it out on the Bandcamp page. This one is track 2 called Faded Glory.
Faded glory, what's happened to this country? Sent overseas our workers' lives, and we're left with their unemployment.
Genders, Faded Glory, great stuff. Like I said, it's awesome. Go check it out on Roach Enders Bandcamp page. It's cool. I'm looking forward to playing more here on Punkanoi Worldwide, or SLC Punkcast, but I'm for sure got something on the next saxophone episode from there that we'll be playing. And wherever I fit it in, Pow Radio, go check them out. Next, we're heading to Cuba for the band Cachariz. Katarziz. Katarziz. They are from Sancti Spiritus in Cuba. They put out an album August 19th of 2020, which is...
¿De qué estamos hablando?
Which translates from Spanish into English as, what are we talking about? And the track that we're going to play, it's going to be in Spanish. It is...
La canción que no mereces.
And they had a lot of cool tracks. This one I settled on right before we got recording. Had it narrowed down to two, went with this one. It is the song You Don't Deserve. And that figures, right? August 19th, 2020, so coming up on 4 years ago for this one. After this, we're going to talk about some upcoming shows, and then we'll get to an album. We got some more new music. Here we go with Katarziz. Here it is.
Sí. Te sientes el idiota más grande del mundo, sí. Sabes que tu vida ha tomado otro rumbo. Te imaginas cuando todo pasará. Solo un buen recuerdo. Y nada más.
Cuba. We'll definitely be playing more from them as Punkanoi Worldwide makes its way there, but we got a ways to go before we start getting into the Caribbean Islands, Central America, South America, and so forth. So glad to get to play them here. They're pretty great. You should definitely go check them out. Great releases thus far on the show. We'll take a small break from the music as we usually do. Eric usually tells us about the shows he's gone to because I don't go to nearly as many shows as Eric. But I'm hoping to get to one tomorrow. Rum Kicks from South Korea will be in town with Starving Wolves from Austin. They are currently doing their No Sleep Till PRB. That's where they're working their way off to. They'll be in Salt Lake City tomorrow, the Starving Wolves and Rum Kicks. Aces, so that's where I'm hoping to be. On the 17th, they'll be in Boise at Shredder, Seattle on the 18th, Portland on the 19th, Oakland on the 21st, Oxnard on the 23rd, LA 24th, Las Vegas for a club show on the 26th with Lower Class Brats. Good lineup there, so hopefully you get to see them. It's not every day you get to see bands coming in from South Korea. And Starving Wolves are cool. They just put out that new release. Eric played some of those tracks on the last episode. If you're going to be here in Salt Lake this weekend, this Saturday, you should go attend Wart Tour, W-O-R-T, at Bewilder Brewing Company. I've been mentioning this each week. There'll be a handful of local bands, Salt Lake bands here, American Humor, Hulking Boy Giant, Zombie Cock, love those guys, Damn Dirty Vultures, and Murphy and the Giant. At Bewilder Beard, get more details. That will be good. And it's going to be warm. We've had off and on snow. It was just snowing here last week. Some crazy weird fucking snow, too. Like, swirling, looked like a fucking tornado of snow out my window. But it's going to be actually good weather for the next week or so, including this weekend. So on the 18th, it's $20. It's noon to 7. You don't even have to stay out late. You can leave, go watch something at home, go watch a movie. Fuck, I don't care what you do. You can go catch another show on Saturday. But you get the whole evening once you go watch 12 to 7. So go check it out. Bewilder Brewing, Wart Tour. Then on May 26th, that'll be in San Diego, the Queers Dwarf Sidekick playing with our pals in Big Attitude at the Holding Company, 7 p.m., 21 and older show. So go check them out, support those bands. Our pals in Hard Cell are over in Europe. They've done the majority of their tour. They played their show in Prague today already. Tomorrow they'll be in Hameln in Deutschland. And then they'll also be doing the festival this weekend at Schley's Woody's. So go check them out if you're going to go see that festival. And a lot of other really great bands. I did on the episodes, we did one episode here on SLC Punkcast and one episode on Punk Noir Worldwide featuring a bunch of those great bands. Just a few weeks ago, did an interview with Chris of Hard Cell. So go check those out if you're going to be in those areas this weekend in Germany. Chaos Urbano, they are going to be in the States in Los Angeles Friday, May 31st. They're from Madrid, first Los Angeles show. They'll be playing with Acides, De Bisonte, Oi the Arase, Barra Brava, who's from Mexicali, The Dictions, and Rompe Cabezas. So hopefully I got some of those at least, right? Some of the fonts are hard to read. Man, sometimes, I'm not saying to change them, but it's hard to read sometimes. It's going to be an all-ages show. Doors at 7. Tickets are, pre-sale tickets anyway, are available at Ticketmaster and will be at the Terragram in L.A. So go check them out if you want to go see some bands coming in from, well, at least one band coming in from Madrid. Then on May 19th, that is this weekend, that will be Sunday in San Dimas, California. Yes, San Dimas made famous from Bill and Ted, any of the Bill and Ted movies for that matter. Punks and Junk will be from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the afternoon. Burning Bridge Brewing, Taco Punk's official beer drop. It's free, it's all ages. There'll be drinks, there'll be food, there'll be live music, art. Battle Flask will be there. Recession. And Before Dawn, so some cool bands to go check out this weekend. Love Battle Flask. Go check them out. They might be selling merch. Support the bands. Love Claim Choice. They're up next on May 23rd. They'll be playing with Distance. And those bands are... It's in Bordeaux. That's where the show looks like it's going to be, at Athene Libertaire. So go check out those two bands if you're going to be in Bordeaux in France on the 23rd. That is coming up in about a week. Love Claim Choice. I hope to get to see them before too long. There's a pre-punk rock bowling kickoff. It's going to be in Las Vegas, Friday the 24th. Social Conflict with the Afraid, Strange Brains, Those Poor Bastards, Lost Puppy Forever at Double Down Saloon. In Vegas, it's 9 p.m. It's free. The Afraid are fucking fantastic. Would love to go see. Check out all those other bands as well. So if you're going to be in Vegas, like I said, come say hi to me. But if you're going to be there on that Friday and you don't have a club show ticket already, go check those bands out. That will be great. The Afraid are awesome. There's going to be a free show on May 18th. That is this Saturday. It is going to be in Las Vegas as well at the Rusty Spur Saloon, which was on Dean Martin Drive. If you don't know where that one is, Those Poor Bastards will be playing Red Moon 1. That is a free show, 21 and older. And yeah, Those Poor Bastards and Red Moon 1. So if you're going to be in Vegas this weekend and you want a free show, it is 21 and older, but it's still a free show. I think that should be kind of a given if it's going to be in a saloon, a.k.a. a bar. I was talking about early on, English Teeth, they're going to be playing in Vegas. Their Vegas show will be on May 27th at Red Dwarf with God Patrol, the Dogs. It's 9 p.m. and it's free. It's Red Dwarf, booze, music, and pizza. I don't think I have a club show ticket on that day. I might have to go check them out. The Dogs are from Detroit. English Teeth is from Pennsylvania. God Patrol is local there in Vegas. So cool lineup there for Punk Rock Bowling Weekend. Some shows coming up for the band Red Bricks. They'll be in Berlin at Reset Club in 2 days. That's on Friday. And on the 18th, they'll be in Warsaw at Tukola. On the 25th, in Hamburg at Sharp Fest. And they'll be at Contrabash in Dresden on the 31st. On the 1st of June in Hanover. The rest of the show is kind of a little bit further out. I'll mention those as we get closer. But Red Bricks is a band. I love that band, so I think you should go check them out. This Friday, the 17th, Infest, brought to you by Nacho Corrupted. You can go over to Nacho Corrupted on Instagram, check them out. Tickets are at ticketweb.com. And you can go see Final Conflict, Repeat Offender, Deviated State, and Daunted. That will be in Santa Ana in California. It's brought to you actually by Nothing Less Bookings, but Nacho Corrupted. You can go find that Instagram page or any of the other bands. Repeat Offender USA. It's 18 and older with ID. Doors are at 7. Tickets at Ticket Web. So if you're in Santa Ana, you know where to be. And finally, I just want to mention the return of the Beer Olympics in Atlanta will be August 30th, 31st, and September 1st. Something I'm looking hopefully getting to go to. It'll be in Atlanta. Go check out any of the bands. I got the flyer off of 45 Adapters, so go check out 45 Adapters as they'll be playing there. But there's so many. I'll be mentioning it more as it gets closer. One pool party I'm going to try to get to because Homefront, I want to see them. Their night they're doing their club show is Friday, I believe. Saturday is when they're doing the pool party with Descartes Kant and Bonvega. So I want to go check them out at that pool party. So if you're going to be in Vegas, like I said, let me know. We'll hang out. We'll meet. Let me know ahead of time. I'll bring you some Punkcast, POW Radio, Punkanoi Worldwide merch, which when I say merch, we got like t-shirts and stickers and magnets and poker chips that we hand out in Vegas for this because why not? Anyway, let's get back to that music. Go check out and support live shows in your area. If there's any live shows you would like us to mention, let me know. We are getting to an album, a great cover-to-cover album. Just did some episodes. I've done two now on this go-around for New York on Punkanoi Worldwide. Got a couple more to go. First episode featured a lot of my favorite bands out of New York that kind of started 90s and earlier. And it includes H2O. I've played a lot of H2O, but they've got a huge catalog. And an album that I haven't really played a lot off of is FTTW, Faster Than the World, which they put out in 1999. So I wanted to play some stuff off of it. The band started in 94, so this is about 5 years after the band started, and it was their third album. We're going to get into a track now. We'll talk a little bit more about them as after we play a track. So we're ready for some music. Let's do it. Here is One Life, One Chance from H2O off of Faster Than the World.
What if I said I was actually waiting to happen? Let trip and fall, follow my words. And what you say, say that I was wrong. My words are out of place from where I didn't belong. This to me is fact, and fiction plays a role. Confusing situations that I can't control. Heart of the matter, it beats with pride. Sometimes I wear it on my seat, sometimes I keep it inside. We'll
were just talking about that punk with the PMA earlier, and H2O has definitely got the PMA. One Life, One Chance, that's what Toby Morse named his podcast. If you want to go check out Toby's podcast, he gets together with all those people and all them bands that he was playing with in the 90s and 2000s and so forth, and looks like they sit in his kitchen and have a conversation, then take a picture out on his front stoop. Good stuff there. Go check out One Life, One Chance. Toby Morse, if you didn't know, he started as a roadie for Sick of It All. Love that band, and I played them on that episode as well. We're going to get to two more tracks from the album, but I'm going to play them back-to-back as one of them is short. Bootstraps is exactly 1 minute long. We'll play them back-to-back. Bootstraps with Helpless, Not Hopeless. Again, keep that PMA up. Here is more H2O off of that great cover-to-cover album, Faster Than the World.
I got your bootstraps, I'll pull you up, I won't think twice. And you can take it as advice, we've got to help each other out. Cause that's what this is all about. And how the fuck can we forget how we got here today? No way! Now is the time to make it clear that we would not have made it here without the ones who pulled us up and taught us how to make it work. And if you ever get the chance to change somebody's circumstance, I hope you know what you should do, cause that shit will come back to you. I got your boots, that's a pull you up, I won't think twice. And you can take it as advice, we've got to help each other out. Cause this is how we all survive, and we're never gonna stay alive without each other, there's no way.
H2O, so good. Really dig that band. Such a good positive message. And speaking of punk rock bowling, I think I've seen them at two different club shows over the last couple years. I don't have them on my slate for this year. I'm not even sure that they were on one of the club shows this time around. I think I saw them do a pool party, one of the pool shows as well. Definitely a fun band to watch live. Obviously saw them back in the 90s, Warped Tour and all those things. So can't say enough at how much I do enjoy that band. We got a handful of new tracks to get to, and then we'll wrap up the show with the stuff that ain't so punk, but we're getting into some more new stuff. We're going to go to Needham in Massachusetts for the band 13 Seconds. They just released last Friday on the 10th, their EP called Time Flies. Got an email on the 13th from Virginia. Thank you, Virginia, for reaching out and sharing the music. Appreciate that. The band originally formed in 2019 as a group of middle school friends for a talent show. Since then, I'm in 2019, and they were in middle school, so yes, do the math, 5 years ago. I've got several awards for best band, best drummers, best guitarists, and so forth. They've got a list, which is great, accomplished. Their music sounds cool. They definitely are doing a great job. We're going to definitely play more from this band, I'm sure. Track out of that EP, I think there were six tracks on that EP. We are going to get to one on there. It is called Famous. So let's get after it. Here is Famous from 13 Seconds.
I'll never be as famous as I want to be. Wish everybody appreciated music like the way I do. And it would mean a lot if people thought my songs were cool. But I'll never be as famous as I want to be. And that's okay. That's okay. That's what they say, what they say. I'll never be as cool as I wanna be. Wish everybody realized that I'm not that bad. But they're the ones that make me sad. I'll never be as cool as I wanna be. And that's okay. That's okay. That's what they say, what they as I wanna be. I'll never be as cool as they are to me. Wish everybody realized that I'm not that bad. But everybody makes me sad. I'll never be as famous as I wanna be. And that's okay, that's okay.
Famous, good stuff, 13 Seconds. Go check out the rest. Time Flies is cool, EP. They got a little bit of a variety in those sounds. One of the tracks kind of has some of them upstrokes, got a little bit of ska beat to it. Like I said, talented young musicians there. Love to see it. Love, you know, that's how something that we love continues to go is those next generations. Pick up the torch and run with it. Great stuff, 13 Seconds. We got one more that punkish before we get to that stuff that's less punkish. The band Headless, they're from London. And I want to thank Jody from Liberty Music PR. Jody sends all kinds of stuff, and I appreciate it. Get to those as quickly as we can. The band Headless, they just released a single called Bored. They're from London. This single came out on May 1st. Bit of a history on this band. The band, as teenagers, longtime friends David Gu and Anar Rabinovitz got together and wrote a number of madcap songs that bridged the gap between pop, rock, cabaret, psychedelica before just as quickly parting ways as life took them in different directions. David would go on to form the David Gu Variety Band, and the 150 Friends Club, while Honor was thousands of miles away focusing on his privacy career. But the music of their teens would always be there at the back of their minds. Now, over two decades later, the pair have come back together. So, getting back together of the band, or a reforming, or are they just forming? That's debatable, I suppose. But they wrote some tracks back then, which is really awesome. Glad they got back together. They got a cool sound. Now, that first single is called Bored, just barely came out. Let's get to it. Thank you again to Jody. Here is Headless with Bored.
Red to the lamppost, hey, how you doing? Are these the few words that will turn you on? At least I can have a decent conversation. Wash my back in the train station. Well, I'm bored. I'm gonna get out with my asthmatic inhaler, picking my teeth for loose cord. Well, I'm bored, so bored. I think I can die. Okay, I'll live another day.
Sound from that band, a lot going on, a lot of instruments, really cool, digging that one. And it's kind of leading us into the next one, which has got its own set of cool sounds and stuff. The next one might be best described as space rock. I want to thank Chad from No Rules PR. Chad always sending us great stuff to check out. Definitely try to play as much of that as we can too. Just sent the email a couple weeks back on the 6th, May 6th. And it is for Stephen Ham, Stephen Ham, Theremin Man. Yes, we're going to get a theremin. And the theremin does kind of give it a spacey sound. I just watched, based on the recommendation of Josh from the Apathetics, formerly of Suburban Hellkill, was recommending that, by social media, not specifically to me. The Night with the Devil or whatever that show is over on Shudder. You can get it on AMC if you have AMC. New movie that just came out there. And they had the theremin, and it kind of gives that spooky, spacey type sound. I just watched that yesterday. And I really dig this stuff here, too, with Stephen Hamm. He's got a couple music videos out, so you can go check those out. I think Are You Receiving Me has a video, and then the track we're going to play is Planet Earth. Those are on Songs for the Future, aptly titled. Came out on May 6th. And Stephen Hamm is best known for his work with legendary Canadian rock acts like Slow, Copyright, and Narwhar's Own, The Evaporators. So you can check him out on those. Based out of Vancouver in BC, let's get to that track from Stephen Hamm, Theremin Man. It is Planet Earth. We'll be right back. German, man. That was Planet Earth. Cool stuff there. Hopefully you dig that one. And go check out the rest. That full length. Thanks to Chad. Songs for the Future. There's some cool stuff on there. I really dig that sound. I mean, it's Theremin, man, but you got a whole lot more than just the Theremin there. We're going to wrap up the show with something from Demons Records. Got this sent to us back in March. The band Montarez, they, on March 22nd, 2024, they released Defendiendo Tu Voz, and they are from Narón in Spain, as a lot of the bands that you'll get on Demons Records are from there, also known as Demons Punk Records. Defending Your Voice is what that translates into from Spanish to English. It is their third album, and if you like good heavy metal with powerful guitars and a voice that surprises you every time a song starts, this is your album. We're wrapping the show up with this. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way up to this point. We'll get you those social medias and such and wrap up the show after this one. Here is Montarez. We'll be right back. some cool Spanish metal. Thank you to Demons Records, Monterraz. Go check them out. Al Final was the track. Go check that out. Defendiendo tu voz. Good stuff from that band. Good stuff all the way around. Thank you to everybody who shares music with us. We get to all of it eventually. Go tune into Punkanoid Worldwide. Got some cool stuff coming up there. POW Radio have had some live DJ going on. There was last Wednesday evening. And so you never know when. I will try to post over on Punkanoid Worldwide social medias on Instagram, Threads, copies over to Facebook, I believe, on X, all of those for POW Radio. So stay tuned on those. We are going to wrap this show up. You can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Player FM, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Podvine, Podchaser, Verbal Castbox, SLCPunkCast.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, minus maybe Pandora. But we're all over the place. The bands you can find over on Instagram, and you can find them at Stay Sane STL, at Proleterror, at Pogo Express, at Pogo underscore Attack, at Slugfest Punks, all one word, at Katarziz Kuba, which is KatarzizCuba, at H2O underscore NYHC, at 13 underscore seconds, and that's at 13 underscore seconds, at Headless Rocks, at Theremin Man, and at Monterraz Rock, Montarraz Rock. Check them out there. The show's at SLC Punkcast. And over on Facebook, you can find the bands at Stay Sane STL, at PogoPunks.PogoExpress. Not very many, only about half the bands had a Facebook, but you can find Katarziz Punk at KatarziZ Punk. At H2O Go, 13 Seconds has a page, at Headless Rocks, at Steven.ham.7, and at Monterraz.rock, the shows at SLC Punkcast. Thank you again, everybody who has tuned in. Again, if you're going to be if you're going to be at Punk Rock Bowling, let me know. Love to meet you in person. Thank you for listening all the way up to this point, and we are going to wrap it up, so let's get out.
Play the fucking outro.